7:46. We're heating up. Looking for a high today of near 100 degrees. James, Julie.
Morning.
Hanging on for the ride.
Day after day.
Day after day.
That's all right.
95 on Thursday.
Oh, that's good.
98 on Friday.
And then the big one.
And then James, this morning, I'm standing here next to him, and he goes, sunny and hot on Saturday, and 108.
Oh, man.
Add it to the list. We'll have 2 days in, if it hits 108, we'll have 2 days in just this year alone where we've broken the record.
That
the
could
all-time
be.
Record.
We could. That the all-time record is 108.
It set this year. Yeah.
Set this
just
year.
Like this
2 weeks
month.
Ago.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago. And then we're cooling down to 98 on Sunday. Yeah.
Right.
But listen to this. Monday is 87.
Good.
We might be wearing jackets to work.
We might be.
It's like, wow, it's a little chilly out.
They called me crazy when I was like, I'm ready for September, but it cannot get here fast enough.
Come on,
please.
James. I'm ready. I like this.
No, you don't. No one likes 108.
I don't like when it's just burning everything up.
Not 108, yeah. That's
even
burn
the people
on the
that,
animals.
Even the people that live in Death Valley don't like the 108.
Yeah.
But they get it all the time. They're like in the 120s. What were they? Were they on
120.
They were 120 in Stovepipe yesterday. They're constantly in 115, 120s.
When you live in a place called Stovepipe, you're kind of asking for it.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
I love that name, man.
Yeah. Death Valley, Stovepipe, you know.
I know. And then our friends up in Bynum, Montana. It was freezing this morning, or yesterday morning.
Love
32
that.
Degrees.
I would kill for that right now.
The coolest dinosaur museum is in Bynum, Montana.
Literally.
It is.
Yeah, coolest.
As of yesterday.
Yeah.
But you know it's hot when you put on your sprinkler in your yard and the whole flock of finches and other birds land in the trees and cooling off.
Yeah, it becomes an instant bird sanctuary, right? I know. Looking at the date book today, Martina McBride is 60 today. Bruce Springsteen is 73 today.
Both good musicians.
On this date, born in 1796, inventor Walter Hunt. Ever heard of him?
He made ketchup.
Right. Good guess. Walter Hunt. No, he invented the fountain pen, the safety pin, and the coal stove.
Wow.
Very,
it's a
jumping,
very diverse.
Yeah, jumping around.
I was going to say very diverse, right? Walter Hunt.
When did he invent the fountain pen?
I don't know. It doesn't
Stop asking questions.
And then, well, then
never mind.
The inventor of the, 1914, same day, or same day, but just different year, 1914. Inventor Baron Bic. Bic pins and lighters was born.
Yeah, that's a weird combo.
Bic pens and Bic lighters?
Yeah.
Yeah, again.
Pens to lighters.
1890, artist Vincent Van Gogh dies. Self-inflicted gunshot wound, unfortunately.
Maybe. There's controversy around that
one. Yeah, I know there is.
Some people say he was murdered. Because it was a gunshot wound to the chest, if I remember right. Which is odd.
You read a book on that, didn't you?
Not on Van Gogh, no.
Oh, okay.
I should read a book on Van Gogh. He was a very odd dude.
Did you know?
Well, they also artist. There's ones that say that it's possible he had an undiagnosed because they didn't have it at the time.
Right.
But schizophrenia. Or...
Yeah, I mean, he cut off his own ear.
Yeah.
Or the tip of his own ear. Yeah.
Did you know this? Here's a little tidbit fact. While he was alive, he only sold one painting.
Mm-hmm. He only became popular till after.
He only
his
became
death.
Famous after he died.
I know. Yeah. How much, man, you didn't do your Zoltar numbers, did you?
No.
Last night?
We had a winner?
There was a winner?
Mega Millions, one person.
Oh my gosh.
$800 million.
Cool.
Dollars. Wow.
Wow.
And I have news. No. It was me.
Yeah.
And this will be my last game.
If it was you, I would have been getting a phone call last night about 10 o'clock.
I'm in Aruba.
Yeah. I'm buying a Learjet.
Sipping on a Mai Tai. Yeah.
I'm buying a Learjet, and I'll see you later. Mm-hmm. You'll have to do the morning show.
Yeah.
Tonight, though, the Powerball is $663 million. There you go. It just goes to show you somebody's got to win it at some point in time.
Yeah.
That's literally what the lottery wants to tell you.
That's what it is. That's, basically the gist of it.
At this point, you have probably better luck getting struck by lightning 3 times in one day.
You're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance. That's
not impossible.
Right. What movie was that?
But it's pretty close.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, yes. I started thinking about the segments of that movie. Just started making me laugh. It was definitely Dumb and Dumber.
It's a great movie.
Too funny.
Good soundtrack, too.
Egg McMuffin is 55 today, the 55th birthday. Yeah, the Egg McMuffin. The late Herb Peterson created the McMuffin breakfast sandwich out of frustration. He was hungry for breakfast, but McDonald's restaurants didn't open until 11 a.m. So he was a newly minted McDonald's restaurant operator in 1971 and figured he wasn't the only McDonald's fan who was hungry before 11 a.m., so he asked a local blacksmith to make an egg ring to keep the fried egg round and tidy for a handheld sandwich. Hmm. And he concocted the meal in his McDonald's restaurant in Santa Barbara and asked Ray Kroc, the owner, founder, close friend, to give a look at this. Kroc said, set up a display and said, let's try it.
Hey, let me go ask the McDonald's brothers.
And the first McDonald's corporate authorized Egg McMuffin was served in Bellevue, New Jersey in 1972.
Hmm. Wow.
63 cents is what they started out at.
Oh, I wish.
They're good.
They are good.
I had one like 3 days ago.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. Well, if you would have won the $800 million, you could start your own franchise and think of something cool, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, although kids don't come from an instruction manual, or come with an instruction manual.
I was like, you're right, from an instruction manual.
A study found moms and dads admit they have no clue the first year. 2 in 3 parents say infants, they have no clue what to do when it comes to parenting.
I think that's normal.
The first year is tough.
Better read the baby books.
Wow. Yeah, but even then, it changes all the time.
Your kid eats a KidSafe crayon, and you're like, is this KidSafe?
You're winging it the first 6 months.
Yeah.
Do you take him to the doctor? Should I take him? Shouldn't I take him? I don't want the doctor to think I'm a hypochondriac. You start thinking all that.
How do I buckle in this car seat? What?
I was always on the side, erred on the side of caution. I go, no, if they think that way of me, so be it. And I don't know a pediatrician.
Yeah.
Thinks that way.
Of course. You'd rather be safer than sorry in that situation.
Right? Yeah.
I know. I was like, nope, we're going.
Yeah.
32-year-old British man set Guinness World Record consuming 15 fish sticks in a minute.
15?
15.
Wow. In a minute?
In a minute. Yeah,
in
okay.
1 minute.
Ugh.
I know.
A lot of fish sticks.
Then there's this guy, 32-year-old nurse from Billings, Montana. Survived a freak accident hiking Granite Peak. I've been around Granite Peak.
Oh, is this the guy that killed himself?
It's the highest point in Montana. On July 20th, he slipped and fell, impaled himself on his trekking pole. Pierced his back. Despite the injury, he remained calm, assessed the wound, and decided to walk a couple more, two to three miles back downhill. If I was able to get assistance from a helicopter, and they picked him up.
Oh, I read he didn't get picked up by a helicopter because he didn't want the bill. That's why he walked out.
Well,
good choice.
he decided to walk back down. Yeah, there were, according to it, I'm just trying to see what he did. But reaching the hospital, the staff were hesitant to remove the pole.
Right.
Then he was transferred to another hospital.
Let's leave that in there.
Well, because you pull everything out.
Wow.
At that point, you just...
But that's what I read, is he was like, I can't do the medic... And he's a nurse.
Yeah.
In an ER. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. The bill for a helicopter ride?
Yeah.
I cannot imagine.
That's $10,000-$15,000.
Yeah,
just $20,000.
Yeah, it's got to be way more.
Yeah, yeah, way more.
Oh, Julie.
Just throw me off this cliff.
I was reading something further. Rather than wait for the helicopter evacuation, he did walk the 2 or 3 miles.
Yeah.
And then was able to get a hold of an ambulance.
Mm-hmm. He didn't want the medical bill.
He did not want the helicopter ride.
Nope.
Man.
I got to take this life flight. Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't want to be in debt forever.
Yeah.
I know.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he's a nurse.
Then after a while, he's an ER nurse. Well, you know, when you're trained, he's like, okay.
Yeah, if he knows what he's doing, then
I'm just going to stay calm here.
It's kind of sad, though, that he.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Feeling that way.
Beautiful area. Rocky Mountain National Park is our topic today. We want to learn something about Rocky Mountain National Park just in Colorado. Have you ever been there?
No.
Way cool. My daughter, Kristen, lives by Estes Park, and you just.
Isn't that the road? Fort Collins, right?
Yeah.
By Fort Collins?
Yeah, right there. Continental Divide runs directly through the Rocky Mountain National Park. I've never been there before until she moved down there. And then we went there, and it's like, wow, this is a way cool little park. So if you haven't ever been there, it's way cool. Dividing the park into distinct eastern and western ecosystems, the Continental Divide runs directly through that. And also the headwaters of the Mississippi are located on the western slope of the Rocky Mountain
National Park.
I didn't know that either. The tree line generally occurs about 11 to 11,500 elevation, above which lies the alpine tundra, where they get freezing temperatures and harsh winds. It's pretty diverse.
Can you go see where the headwaters come out?
I'm not sure.
That'd be great.
Elk are native to that area. Actually, they almost went to extinction. Then they brought them back. So, one more thing here. Do I have the landscapes carved primarily from glacial erosion acting on ancient granite and metamorphic rock? So, it's a way cool Rocky Mountain National Park, the topic today. Hey, do you have any old vinyls?
No.
Albums?
No.
You don't? You didn't save them?
No.
I saved mine. Got them. Top 10.
Way past my time.
Vinyl albums.
Yeah, but they're coming back.
Worth some money. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Oh. Of course.
Okay. Now, these are, you know, you just like
Thriller.
You just don't have some of these. Yeah. I have a couple of these, actually. But they're talking.
In the wrapper,
okay? Yeah. Fleetwood Mac Rumors. I have that one. It's worth a couple $100. The Eagles, Hotel California. Got that one? Yeah, got that one. And that's worth $300. But again, you need these in the factory sealed. Neil Young, Time Fades Away. David Bowie, The Man Who Sold the World. Number one, Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen. Thousands of copies were printed in 1977. If you have it in pristine condition, it's worth
$16,000.
Wow. There you go. So
cool.
I can't believe you didn't keep the albums, man.
I didn't have a lot of albums.
I still have cassettes, too. Maybe we got some 8-tracks.
I know. 8-tracks were just
Jim Schillinger still plays them on his way to work in the morning.
Yeah, he's got his truck.
You're listening to Carol. We share it at 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way next. Something's gonna-